Welcome to Legacy Game Changer. Our mission is to help you make, save, and grow your money. I'm your host, Annetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. Today, my guest is Taylor Wright, and she and I will be discussing entrepreneurship. Taylor is the owner of Talich Made Hair Care and a young entrepreneur on the rise. Welcome to the show, Taylor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, my first question is, when did you start this business?
So the official launch date of TaylorMade was May 22nd, 2021, so just a few months ago. I came up with the idea actually during the pandemic, though, so it took a little bit while to, like, get off the ground and get everything together, but I started just a couple months ago.
Great. Now, we know the hair care business industry is huge. So what made you choose the hair care industry?
So I've had natural hair my entire life. Even when everyone had a perm and I wanted a perm so bad, my mom never let me. So having natural hair my whole life, and now the natural hair care business and the natural hair care industry is so large that it's just like, you know, people complimenting me on my hair all the time. People ask me, how do I get my hair long? How do I get it healthy? How do my curls look like that, quote unquote? So I figured, why not start a business where I could literally help people achieve the hair they desire?
Now, do you mind telling people how old you are? Because I like young entrepreneurs starting a business and letting them know that you can start at a young age. So do you mind sharing that information?
No, that's perfectly fine. I turned 24 on July 31st, so just a couple weeks ago. Just turned 24.
Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, did your parents push you to be an entrepreneur, or did it just come natural for you?
I feel like it came more natural. So neither one of my parents are entrepreneurs. My mom does, like, little side stuff, but nothing that's, you know, concrete, more just under-the-table things she just knows how to do. She can bake, so she'll bake, you know, things like that. My dad, all he did, like, as far as entrepreneur, which doesn't really relate, but he was a football coach, like, on the side. But there was no direct, you know, influence from them. It just something I just wanted to do and put my mind to.
So what products do you offer?
Right now we have a hair mask, which is for thickening the hair, strengthening the hair, making the hair healthy and strong. We have a beard oil for, obviously, the guys, for the beards, and we have a growth oil, a hair growth oil.
Okay. So what kind of research went into you making your products?
A ton of research, because formulating is no easy task. I'm no scientist. You know, I didn't go to school to mix things in a lab, so it takes a lot of trial and error. It took a lot of time, hence why I didn't even start for a whole year. I could not release products for a whole year after coming up with the idea. It took a lot of research, one about branding, marketing, formulating the product, where to get inventory. It was a lot that went into it.
But did you have any advisors that helped you with the process, or did you just have to do it by trial and error?
I would say a little bit of both. Most of it was on my own, but my aunt, one of my closest aunts, she had a skincare line. She's now transitioned and doesn't really do esthetician anymore, but she was an esthetician. So she kind of helped me for what she knew from her skincare side of things. So that was a little bit of the help that I had. Everything else was more on my own.
Okay. So what's your major form of advertising for your business?
Do you Instagram.
Instagram? Okay. Do you use Facebook marketing or anything like that?
So I did make a Facebook page. I need to get on there a little more. I know there's business on Facebook as well. I just don't have my own personal Facebook, so I kind of, like, keep it on the back burner. I also use TikTok, which is, like, really big amongst the young folk these days. So
yeah.
Between Instagram and TikTok, those are the main two.
Because I know nothing about TikTok, so can you explain a little bit about how to use TikTok for advertising?
So TikTok is all videos, and it's like you can make different TikToks on different things. So some of the TikToks I had with my natural hair care line, I showed how I package my products. I've shown where I get my, not my actual vendors, but like I've shown all the inventory that I have. I've shown making the product. So it's like, it keeps the people intrigued, like, oh, like this is how she does it. Or it's just, and it just gets your business out there. And there's so many people on TikTok. It's literally crazy. Like the amount of business that I get from TikTok is insane.
Oh, great. We have to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with more information from Taylor from Taylor Made Hair Care. Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness. Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Thank you. We're back with Taylor again from Taylor Made Hair Care. Taylor, what advice do you have for young entrepreneurs?
I would say to stay consistent, stay persistent. It's not easy, and it's not fast money, okay? So it's like, if this is something that you want to do, if this is something that you're going to put your effort, your time, your money into, make sure you stay consistent, because that's how you'll really see the fruits of your labor. Like, that's how you'll really see the impact that you have. So take your time, get it right the first time so you don't have to keep going it back and, you know, back and forth and things, and just stay consistent.
Now, what do you contribute to the success of your business?
I would say my customers' reviews. Like, I really hold that near and dear to my heart. Like, when people just can, you know, tell everyone about their hair and how my advice has changed their hair, and how 3 months later their hair has gotten so long and their hair has never been this long before, that really means a lot to me. And I feel like I hold that in, like, oh, okay, I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm really helping the people that need my help.
Now, is your hair care product just for African Americans, or is it universal?
Universal. Anyone can use my hair care products. Even people of all ages. One of my main customers is a 1-year-old. My best friend, she buys my natural hair care products, and she doesn't wear her hair out. She's more like a weave, wig kind of girl, but she uses my natural hair care products on my goddaughter, her daughter. And she's 1.5. So my hair care products are for all ages, all ethnicities, anyone, really. As long as you have hair, you can use it.
Now, is there an estimate on, like, if I have receding hairline and I use your product, how long would I have to wait to see results?
I think it just depends person to person. It's hard to say without, you know, me talking to the person and evaluating the situation. But if you need help with, like, growing hair back, or hair is thinning, or anything like that, as long as you're consistent with the product, you should see results in about 2 months. Like, you should see real results in about 2 months. But it also, I always tell people, like, my growth oil, for example, it's no magic oil. Like, don't expect to put it on there one time and, oh, now everybody is Rapunzel. That's not how it works. If you want to see a change, if you want to see a difference, you will also have to put in that work. And the growth oil or any of my products is one factor of how to get the hair you desire. So drinking water, eating the types of food you're supposed to, those are other factors. Mine is just a booster, a boost to help you out. But there are definitely other factors to put in. But as long as the people are consistent and doing what they're supposed to do, I would say 2 months or less, you'll see some results for sure.
Okay, great. How can the audience reach you for more information?
So I have an Instagram. It's underscore tailored made, TAYLORDMADE. And we also have an email if you wanted to email, and it's tailoredmadehaircare@gmail.com.
And do you have any specials going on?
Not currently, but I mean, September is right around the corner. And we will in September. We also have a new product dropping in September. It's going to be a shampoo, and I'm very, very, very excited for that because people have been asking.
Oh, great. Well, is there anything else you want to tell the audience before we wrap this up?
I think that's about it. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, and I love to have someone, you know, that has this energy that you have to go out there and make this product work. And I really thank you for being on my show. I like to thank my listeners for listening to Legacy Game Changer. Please share this link with your friends and family. If you're looking for help getting your finances in order, contact me at legacygamechangers@gmail.com or text me at 443-906-3882. Have a blessed day.